Deadly twisters in the South. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, there are deaths reported in the destructive tornadoes that have ripped through Mississippi. Sharkey County Coroner Angelia Easton telling ABC News at least seven people have been killed. Fox Weather Field meteorologist Brett Adair is in Rolling Fork.
We got multiple homes destroyed, multiple serious injuries, possibly some things worse than that. I know we've got greater than 15 serious injuries in place. Really chaotic situation.
The former mayor says much of Rolling Fork's business district has been completely destroyed. Damage is also reported in Silver City, Winona, Black Hawk, and Armory, Mississippi, in Hamilton, Alabama, and in Fayetteville in southern Tennessee. Two people are dead, nine others missing in an explosion that has leveled a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania, northwest of Philadelphia.
There's not too much to be able to kind of salvage from it. The building in the front with the church and the apartments, the explosion was so big that it moved that building 4 feet forward.
That's West Reading's mayor, Samantha Cogg, who says they don't yet know what caused the blast. More attacks have been aimed at U.S. forces in Syria.
Fox News has learned that more U.S. forces have been injured as a result of new Iranian rocket attacks near eastern Syria. Now, some of the injuries, we are told, may in fact be very serious.
Fox's Kevin Cork. President Biden said Friday the U.S. will respond forcefully. No reports yet of any new retaliatory strikes. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis sending 60 state troopers to Miami Beach to help local police cope with the rowdy crowds of spring breakers after two people were killed last weekend. The governor says the troopers will stay as long as they're needed. Losses by Houston and Alabama in the Sweet 16 round mean the NCAA men's basketball tournament. It means all four number one seeds have been eliminated. The Elite Eight round will not have a top seed for the first time since tournament seeding began. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Donald Trump back on the campaign trail tonight.
Former President Donald Trump travels to Waco, Texas for what he calls a major rally in a county that he won in 2020 by more than 23 points, where he'll likely also address leaks that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office may be preparing to charge him for an alleged 2016 hush payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, a case that the former president has called prosecutorial misconduct, saying he did nothing wrong. And as Republicans, even some Democrats, question the legitimacy of such a case, also saying an indictment of a former president, the first ever, could backfire on opponents of Trump's 2024 presidential bid. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The U.S. Army has begun renaming military bases that bear the names of former Confederates.
The first base to fall, Fort Pickett, was named after Confederate General George Pickett, who led a failed charge of Confederate soldiers during the Battle of Gettysburg. Instead, that base has been renamed Fort Barfoot, named after Colonel Van T. Barfoot. He was a World War II hero credited with capturing 17 Nazis and killing several more during a battle in 1944. The Army announcing Friday that Fort Hood will be renamed Fort Cavazos on May 9th. Richard Cavazos was the nation's first Hispanic four-star general. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
France says it's banning the recreational use of TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and other social media apps on government employees' phones. The CEO of the parent company ByteDance denied in a congressional hearing this week that TikTok supplies user data to the Chinese Communist Party. British antitrust regulators scrutinizing Microsoft's blockbuster purchase of video game maker Activision Blizzard have dropped their concerns that the deal would hurt the console gaming market. The Competition and Markets Authority saying Friday it no longer thinks the $69 billion deal will result in a lessening of competition. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.